The Koivic Pod on Off the Ball.
If Arsenal don't become attractive in that way that they're going to win European Cups, Chelsea will continue to attract the players and continue to become the most powerful team.
Subscribe to the Koivic Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
It's full time in Leashar and Moore Park, where Tyrone have defeated Kerry by 2-14 to 14 points in the All Ireland Under 20 semi final. Reigning champions Tyrone attacking firepower was particularly evident in the first half, and they led by 5 points at the interval. Their attack was free-flowing and very easy on the eye, with Owen McCallum and Rory McCullough outstanding. McCallum got Tyrone's first goal in the 18th minute, before Noah Grimes added a second before half-time with a delicious finish. Kerry, led by sharp shooting from Paddy Lane, fought back in the second half, but 3 points was the closest they could get to a very impressive Tyrone outfit. Tyrone are back in the All-Ireland final, where they will face the winners of Friday's other semi-final between Mayo and Louth. Full-time score, Tyrone 2-14, Kerry 14 points. Paul, that was highly impressive stuff, and you're through to the All-Ireland final.
Yep, through the final, yeah, and delighted they ended over the line. A lot of hard work, great battle to have with Kerry the year again, and just delighted the fellas getting into the final, yep, aye.
A lot of the, I suppose, talk afterwards will be about your firepower up top, but defensively in the second half, you stood up very, very strong as well when Kerry were starting to have that little bit of purple patch.
Yeah, had with Kerry the purple patch, and not just the second half, the first half as well. And our defenders, some excellent defending, closed men down. I know we gave away a few frees there, so we did when Kerry were attacking. But a lot of hard work went in from the defence there. And in general, you see a lot of our half forward line getting back to defend too. And just an all round good shift from the fellas today, yeah.
It was one of those games where you just started like a house on fire. I think it was 3 goal chances in the first 5 minutes by my bit of tally, and you were, yep, you know, you found a sweet spot out there.
Yeah, same as last year, we started as well, and with a lot of goal chances early too, you know, and it's about taking the chances. And I keep telling the lads, if you hit it, grand. If you don't miss it, if you do miss it, like, you know, don't get down on it. There's nobody's down on you. Just keep focusing on what you're doing. And you can see that with the fellas, they keep trying to create. And I'd say in total in the whole game, we maybe made 5, 6, 7 goal chances. And we were happy to get through the day and just go over the line.
It's kind of a similar sort of pattern, wasn't there, from both goals? The kick out went over the sea of bodies and you got the other side of them into open country.
Yeah. Look, days, these things can happen for you, days they don't. And we're blessed today it happened for us. But again, the lads, yes, they get the kick out and we're on, but you still have to execute it. And a lot of credit must go to the two fellas getting the goal. I think I won't get one, and Noah got one, and the two lads taking them, you know, fantastically well, and it's a great feeling when that ball hits the back end at that stage of the game.
Yeah, Noah's in particular is one of those moments everyone just goes, wow, it just posts a stamp in the top corner.
Well, that's what you're dealing with Noah. He's that wee bit of gift with him there. He can do something different than the rest of the lads, and just a lighter for him. He's a fantastic lad. He puts a serious effort in, and I thought he was a super game for us today again. Aye.
And you finished with a nice couple of scores at the end just to wrap things up nicely.
Yep, we did, and we cut out a couple more, you know, and say, you know, we'll take us 1 point or a 6 point win. We're delighted to get over the line and get into the final, and just now getting the bodies all recovered again, get ready for the final, and whoever we get will be well ready for them. Yep, aye.
It's the old cliche, isn't it? Like, when you were the reigning champions, everyone's trying to get at you, everyone questions hunger, but it was quite evident out there that there's a lot of drive in that camp.
Well, there's a lot of great drive in the whole camp, and that's the motto we have. Everybody has to put their head down. A new year starts, you're back to basics. Yes, we won the competition last year, but when the ball was thrown in here in March or April time, the competition started, we were no further forward than any other team. We're just back to scratch, and a lot of work to do, and we've went through a hell of a amount of stuff this year, and a lot of credit must go to the whole group, the 34 players and the whole management team have here as well. So I'm just blessed that I'm here to be able to guide them along, and hopefully we'll get now a good run in a week or two as well.
Yeah, one more step. You might take a trip to Longford on Friday night maybe for...
Well, we'll assess that and we'll see what the crack is here. That's on Friday night. We'll enjoy tonight here and get the lads all, bodies all back into shape again, and then we'll go out again. Yep, bye.
Well, congrats. You were a joy to watch today, and best of luck in the final.
Super. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Joey, man of the match, you've captained your side to an All-Ireland final. I'm sure you've had worse Sunday afternoons.
No, it's a big thrill, but some performance put in by everyone today there. Some class displays all over the pitch. It really took everyone to get us over the line at the end there. 1-20, everyone to play a part. Really, really, really good there today. So
I have to confess, we were watching up high. There was a couple of moments in the first half in particular where I'm just going, wow, the attacking play was off the scales almost.
Oh, geez, forwards are excellent. Like, you've Owen McElhone, Rory McCullough, Noah Grimes doing damage in there, and then the support runners coming through. So like, them boys are superb, and it's a joy to play with them. Like, you know, they'll get the job done.
I say it's a joy to play with them. I wouldn't say it's a joy to try and mark them in training every night, is it?
Definitely not. Like, I'd be given that job in training now, and I've got my first share of roastings, but it definitely prefers you for days like this, so it definitely brings you on.
The second half, you know, Kerry had the rally that you would anticipate, but you had to show an edge to your side and see it out and keep that deal up between the sides.
Oh, definitely. Like, we knew Kerry had come back. Like, they've quality all throughout their team there, and they kept pushing us back and wouldn't let us go forward. But look, we shut them out then, and we got going again. Chipped a couple of scores that we talked about at half time, and it just seen us through at the end there. So,
All Ireland final to look forward to now as well. That's going to be exciting times.
Aye, well, whoever it is, Mayo or Louth, look, we'll prepare for them, and it's about how we play. We'll prepare, we'll get our recovery in, we'll get back to training, get back to the drawing board, and we'll go again, hopefully.
Very best of luck in the finals.
Thank you very much.
Owen, that was fairly impressive. What a victory for your side today. You know, you had the tag of favourites. Everyone talked about your firepower, but my God, you showed it on the pitch here today.
Yeah, definitely. We've great firepower from 1 to 34. There's any man on that team that can come up and chip a point, and even the men on the bench. But no, luckily we found space today, and I thought we were ruthless when it came to it.
That opening, shall we call it, 15, 20 minutes, we had a beautiful vantage point up high. You were really purring, the balls was going in, there was a lot of movement, a lot of team coached very well and in his own together.
Yeah, that good start definitely helped us. That start very helped us, just got distracted there. But no, we just found the space and luckily kept kicking the scores. But we had a plan set out that if there's one-on-ones, go at our men, and if it opens up, take the score. And thankfully it did. Eh?
The kick passing as well was particularly incisive in that blistering spell that you had at the start.
Yeah, exactly. The boys out the pitch, like Matthew Quinn, Conor O'Neill, Joey Clark, all them boys, they all always have the head up, and makes our job that bit easier just to run into space and they'll find us. So it helps confidence-wise when you know you're playing with boys like that there.
Talk to me about your finish as well. It set the goal trail off. This side, you came in on the right and on the fly.
I looked across and just seen, I think it was Keelan Donnelly, he was a wee bit behind, so just thought, hey, I'll just put the foot through it, and hopefully thankfully it went into the bottom right.
You were 5 points up at half-time then as well. I suppose you had to show a different side of the game then after half-time. You knew Kerry would come at you, and it's just about keeping that daylight between the sides, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And nowadays, a five-point lead is a two- or three-point lead. So we just said half-time, right, the score's 0-0, come out and stick to the game plan. And thankfully, we just chipped a few points, and there's times they came back in it, but we just showed that bit of character to stay on top.
How pleasing is it, like, you've been back again from last year? When you were at the top, everyone's trying to chase you down. It seems like there's a lot of hunger still in the squad here.
Yeah, definitely, and it comes from that man, Paul Devlin, this might be his fourth or fifth final, and it just shows why he drives hunger into us from the very start of the year. And we set goals, and this was one of our goals, to get to the Laren final, and now it'd be a dream just to complete it.
Talk to me about yourself. You're going to be a busy man as well between senior and under 20. Will you have time to train at all with all these games coming thick and fast?
I am just going to have to work it out between both kinds of managers, and sure, hey, we'll see what happens, but focus is on this final now.
Well, very best of luck. Best of luck in the final.
Thank you.
So, Mike, it's full time here, Leashire and Moon Park, the Delta Group All Ireland Football semi final. Disappointment for Kerry, but what a performance and what a victory for Tyrone, the reigning champions.
Yeah, and they were very good and fully deserving of their victory. They had the kind of outstanding personalities on the day, the big performers up front. Kerry battled hard and had chances themselves, and I think, you know, the story was of Tyrone taking their goal chances, and maybe in that second half, Kerry were presented with a couple and just didn't take them.
Tyrone, I suppose similar to last year, start at 100 miles an hour. We were just chatting as the game was developing. Three goal scoring opportunities in the first 5 minutes. Now, they didn't take those ones, yeah, but it was a sign of things to come, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's their threat. With McElholm and McCullough up front, they just have such a piercing edge to their attack. Every time the ball went up to them early in that first half, they looked like they were going to create something, either a free or a goal or a point. They just looked really, really dangerous. And they looked to get them on the ball as often as they can every single attack. Kerry did really well on kickouts. I think, you know, they won a lot more kickouts than Tyrone did, both of their own and of Tyrone's. But Tyrone's use of that ball in attack was just so much sharper than Kerry's. And again, I think the two boys that I mentioned already, you know, they're the guys that got the goals. Obviously, Noah Grimes chipped in with a lovely, beautiful left-legged curler top corner. Both came from kickouts that went over the top, that Kerry kind of really attacked the ball in twos and threes. Ball went over the top, and they were so quick to move the ball from the middle of the pitch to goal chances. And look, they're very experienced, they're very dangerous, and they were the better team, I suppose. Yeah,
you look at those firepower up top, 1-4 for McInnome.
9 points for McCullough. McCallum is in around the Tyrone squad as things stand. You can't imagine McCullough will be too far away either.
No. I mean, he had 9 points, and he had a mark, he had a two-pointer, he had a free kick, he had scored from play, he scored everything that you could possibly expect of him except a header. And he was just really, really sharp. And to be fair, they went through a spell in the second half where Kerry, you know, the intensity that Kerry were playing with had upped in the second half. They had, you know, stopped Tyrone scoring for about 10 or 11 minutes, but crucially, Kerry never ate into their lead and their margin. They got it down to 3 or 4, but Tyrone weathered that storm. And again, those guys that we mentioned came back. McElholm gets a really good fisted point. They win a free kick. Their experience of winning it last year, of being involved in the senior panel, they just looked that little step ahead of where Kerry are right now. And they used the ball really, really well, to be fair to them.
Yeah, like I've touched on it a couple of times in chatting to the players and management afterwards, but it's such a good viewpoint we have of the pitch here as well. And they were just on it, that movement, the kick passing. That forward line display from Tyrone was an absolute joy to watch today.
Yeah, and it's particularly those two. You know, the other lads are kind of help out and jump in a little bit. But really, those two are the focal point of everything they do. But they kicked the ball. They really looked to kick the ball. They came out in that period in the second half, and they were really kicking the ball. It's not, you know, this idea that maybe they just hand pass the ball and they move it quickly through the hands. They were looking to move the ball with their foot as often as Kerry were. And if you have those two guys up top, you know, you'll want to get the ball in their hands. And I think, like, what you saw here was maybe a bit of a product of Kerry's journey through the Munster Championship, where they've played Tipperary, was probably their most difficult game. They've played Tip, they played Cork, they played Clare. None of those games were anywhere near the level of intensity that they saw here from Tyrone. And conversely, Tyrone have come through in the last three games, real battles against Armagh, Derry and Donegal most recently. And Kerry were only getting to the pitch of that game midway through the second half, and you could just see that Tyrone were already there for the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, they're a rugged display, aren't they? As you said, years of development, they're through to the final. But from the Kerry's perspective, I suppose, they'll probably be disappointed with the wide tally. I think it was up on 11 there come near the end. A couple of rash efforts perhaps for two-pointers trying to force things. Understandable the way that the game is kind of going against you. But I suppose despite Tyrone going, I think it was up on 12 minutes without a score in the second half, Kerry did get 3 in a row, but 3 points, the closer they get to, couldn't really knock on that door enough.
No, and they had a couple of great goal chances. I suppose they fell to wing-back Ben Murphy, who cut through a couple of times. Keeper saved one, he just kicked one narrowly wide. But they're the margins. They're the small margin. If one of those goes into the top corner, you get a bit of momentum, you get a bit of belief, you win another kick out, you maybe go a point up. But that didn't happen. And again, Tyrone's experience and the fact that they've been there, the fact that their manager has been there so long, they have such faith in him as a group. They were able to just weather that storm and come back and finish strongly. And, you know, Kerry's wide tally, both from goal chances and from two-pointers or open play, was more than they would like, certainly. Even early in the game, they took a couple of two-pointers which didn't go over the bar, and suddenly, you know, that knocks the confidence a small little bit. They weren't as efficient as they would like, and certainly weren't as efficient as Tyrone were.
Yeah, Tyrone, I suppose, deservedly through to the final. An interesting other semi-final to come on Friday night now in Longford. Mayo against Louds. A different dynamic for both sides. The Mayo team is pretty highly fancied. They've got over, say, the All-Ireland win and minor Galway team this year. They bet them at absolute ease in Connacht. And Louth, obviously, you're talking about Tyrone building momentum. Tyrone are doing Louth are doing something similar there as well. Another fascinating semi-final to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Mayo one is interesting, obviously. But I think the story is Louth at the moment. Obviously, this you know, what they've done at senior and under 20 and minor at the moment is just, you know, it's fantastic for a county like Louth. It would have been unheard of, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And now they've dominated in terms of, you know, getting to all those provincial finals. I think you can't underestimate the kind of wave of momentum that comes in a county like that now, because suddenly every window and every door has a flag hanging out of it in Louth, and the energy and the buzz that young guys can get off that is palpable. So that's a game I think they could go either way. I know they're not favourites to win the game, but that would be a really interesting game as well. Whoever comes out of that side, I still think we saw, you know, the best team in the competition today in Tyrone. I think they have the most dynamic, you know, attacking players. Defensively, they're really solid. They can be got at around the middle. But, you know, it'll take a hell of a performance by either of those to topple these guys in the final.
Yeah, quite the challenge. Whoever comes through on Friday night, Tyrone, full value here today. Thanks, Mike, for joining us here on Off the Ball.
No problem.
Kerry crowd will go home a little bit disappointed, but that firepower alone from Tyrone was a joy to watch today. So full time here in Ormore Park.
The Coigig Pod on Off the Ball.
If Arsenal don't become attractive in that way that they're going to win European Cups, Chelsea will continue to attract the players and continue to become the most powerful team.
Subscribe to the Coigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.